It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to back to Crestview High School. We're in the junior high gym right now, and we're getting ready to take on the Salina Lady Bulldogs. And we might be having technical problems. No, looks like it came back. So not sure what happened there, but I think we're in good shape. I'll be able to tell here pretty quickly, I think. We lost our first match to Belmont. And so we lost the first one 25-19, the second one 25-22, I believe. And we were down 4 or 5 in the teens. We got ahead 18-16. They tied it. I think we were ahead 9. I think we got to 20 first. I think we were 20-18, and then they kind of outscored us about 7-2 there to end it. So Indians are now, if we can win this one, I think we will be playing for. We would play in an hour or two. I'll have to look at my cheat sheet here in a minute and hope we can be playing for third and fourth place. We have played Salina early in the season, and we seem to have done very well against them. Obviously, they've played a lot, and they're going to be a better team than they were when we played them, but we should also be a better team than when we played them. So we'll see how that all goes. Looks like everybody's kind of lined up. I'd say in the next 10, 15 seconds, they'll be running up and doing the hand clap under the net. And, yep, here they go now. And then the game will be getting underway very shortly. So we'll see how this match goes. Again, Indians in the first match. Started off very well, and then they caught us in the around the 10-point range, and then they kind of moved away from us. We came back a little bit in the late teens, but then we couldn't win that one. Second set, we were down 4 in the like 16-12, something like that. We came back. We were ahead 18-16. We were also ahead 20-18. But we couldn't finish it off. So we're playing Salina now, and again, I'll look at my cheat sheet in a little bit here, but looks like everybody's ready to go, and so we'll see how we do here. Looks like our regular folks are out there as always. I'll see if I can catch some of the Salina people. I see Miley Sapp, Sydney Jenkins, Lily Schreffler, and Haley Kaiser, and I'm missing a couple, but we served to them first. Played, they're going to set it up for the right side. Played from our back row. Heitkamp sets it for Cameron. Off their blocker and down. Excuse me. Yeah, that was Cameron. So Indians lead 1-0, and, well, the official is right in my way. I can't say it's Bren back serving for the Indians. And they play it, but played it, I'd say misplayed it is the best way to say it. And another service point for Bren and an ace. So Indians lead 2-0. The third serve coming. And they play it from the back row, setting it up for the left side. Big hit. We are able to get our hands on it, but it goes shooting into the stands, and it is 2-1. Indians with the lead, and it will be Braylon Ashmore, the libero, back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. And that is a long serve out of bounds, so it is 3-1, Indians, and it will be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve. Official blows the whistle, and Kayla's serve comes. One of those rocket serves, and they play it. They tip it over our blockers, but we're able to get to it, and I think they're going to call a double hit. Yeah, we kind of dove for it, and they call a double hit. I still don't understand why that's an infraction, because it doesn't seem to help anybody do anything. But anyway, Indians lead 3-2, and Avery Niekamp, I remember her, she had a great service run against us in the regular season here back a couple of weeks ago. We play it. It's back to them. They're bump-shotting it across, and Heitkamp sets it up for Homan. They are able to play it. They're going to set it up for their center. We're able to get a hand on it, but weren't able to get it down. Now we're tied at 3, and Avery Niekamp will go back and serve again. I think she had 7 or 8 in a row against us in the first time we played them. Cameron plays it from back row, setting it up for Homan, and they're able to keep it going, but not able to get control of it. And Indians take they haven't changed the scoreboard. There it is, 4-3 lead. And it will be Cameron Mullenkamp serving for the Indians, and played from the back row. They'll set it for the left side. Big hit. We block it, but it goes out of bounds on their side. So we knocked it out of bounds. It's 4-4. Excuse me. And it will be number 7, Sydney Jenkins, going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. And she serves one about 5 feet too long. Indians now lead 5-4. And Kenna Deuce will go back to serve for our Lady Indians, looking to get their first victory here today. That one is served a little wide and near too long, but we're tied at 5. And it will be Miley Sapp back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Cameron plays it out of the back row, get it up to the net, but did not. They're saying one of their players was in the net. So we do get the point. We didn't get it back across the net, but one of their players was in the net. So we lead 6-5. And Bridget will serve. And they play it from the back row. And that was a big hit by Miley Sapp, but she almost hit the back wall. So that was not exactly what they wanted to do. And Indians lead 7-5. And Bridget has a service point here. And they're going to bump it toward the center. They just have to bump it across. They weren't already on the same page. And Heitkamp tips it across and on what should have been the set. They called the point for us, but so I couldn't tell if it was in or out, but it was on the side there right by the net. They give us the point, and I think they're going to replay it. 7-5 is what it still is. So they're getting it set up for the left side, and it long out of bounds with a big hit for, I believe that was number 10, Lily Schreffler. And Indians, so they did give us a point. They just hadn't put it on the board. Now it's 9-5. I'm confused, but they're going to help me out a little bit by Salina calling a timeout, and we'll just take a timeout with them back in just a minute.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Welcome back to Crestview, where Indians are playing Salina here in match number 2. We're in set number 1. Back and forth early. Indians now have scored several in a row and have a 9-5 lead. And Bridget Holman will go back to serve again. And they'll play it from the back row, setting it up for the left side. And she set it up across the net and out of bounds. So that should be 10-5. Yeah, finally, they're a little slow on the scoreboard here. I think they have some junior high kids that aren't experienced and not doing everything exactly right, but just so it comes out. So we go back and serve it out of bounds on the side. So it's now 10-6, and it will be Haley Kaiser going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Cameron out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it for Holman. They are able to play it, but goes into the net. And Indians lead 11-6. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Kennedy's serve, one of the short ones. They are able to play it. They get it. A pretty good hit, and it hit the top of the net and bounced over our blockers and down on our side, so it's 11-7. And it will be number 15, Kyra Bangi, back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Dews from the back row. Heitkamp sets it for Cameron. Cameron with a big hit. They play it. Comes back on our side. Comes to the net, and Heitkamp puts it over. They get it back. They're being able to play it again, and Heitkamp is just able to get it over the net. They're going to set it up in the middle, and it's down on our side. And it is 11-8. Indians still with a three-point lead, but Bangi, Kyra Bangi, B-A-N-G-E, back to serve. Dews, Heitkamp, Bryn, blocked by the Lady Bulldogs. And down on our side, it's 11-9. And Bangi will serve again. Indians lead down to 2. We were up at a 4-point lead. And that's a long, long shot. That probably was 5 feet out of bounds. Holman almost played it, and she was standing on the out-of-bounds line, and it was shoulder high for her. So it is 12-9 Indians, and it will be Bryn Woolman back to serve. And that goes off the top of the net, and they aren't able to get control. And Bryn Woolman with another service point and another ace for the day. I think that's her second one, if my count is correct, and on some things it is not. So that they play from the back row, and a big hit. We dig it out of the back row just at the last second. And they tip it over our blockers. We get it up to the front. Heitkamp tips it over. They're going to back set it for their left side. And we're going to set it for Carly. And they play it. They get it to our back row. And we're setting it up for Cameron. And that's they play it from their side. They get it back over to us. And Carly, they never got it under control. They got it up near the net, and Carly just put it down on their side. Indians lead up to 5 now, 14-9. And they play Bryn's serve. A big hit, and off our blockers and down, so it's 14-10. And will be the Bulldog serve. It looks like Braylon Ashmore, the libero, will come in to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. 14-10 Indians, set number one, and she puts it into the net, and it's 15-10 Indians, and it'll be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve. Indians lead 15-10. First set here, and that is played from the back row. They'll set it up for the middle, and she hits it strong, but too wide, and it is 16-10 Indians, and Kayla Heitkamp with another service point. Her first of this match. And that is played from the back row. They're going to have to bump it up to the front, and it never gets across. So Indians lead 17-10. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve again. See if she can get us a few more here and really take control of this contest. And that one is wide to the right side. So it's 17-11. And looks like they may be bringing in Niekamp again. Caitlin Niekamp. Avery Niekamp, excuse me, to serve. And that first serve is short, but they play it. We play it. But when we bumped it up to our front row, it came to their front row, and they put it down on our side. So it is 17-12, and Niekamp will serve again. And that's a great serve again. We cannot get these under control. She has a great serve, and she gave us fits in our regular season matchup. And the Bulldogs are the big smash by Sapp. And it is 17-13. The Indians' once 7-point lead is down to 4. And Niekamp will serve again. That is just a little bit long. We almost played it, but we let it go long, and it is 18-13, and it'll be Cameron Mullenkamp playing it. They get it from the back row, and Dews plays it from our back row, but off of her and went backwards into the wall. 18-14 is the score. Sydney Jenkins will serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. That serve is played by Cameron. Heitkamp will set it for Cameron, and they play it from the back row. They tip it across on the second hit. We put it back on their side quickly and played to their front row, and it does they set our point, and it definitely was, but I don't think it even got over the net. So it's 19-14. Indians lead back to 5. Let's see if we can get to that somewhat magical 20, and it'll be Kenna Dews going back to take care of that. And they are able to play the serve. They'll set it up for the left side. We get a big block, and it is called inbounds. I thought it was probably just slightly out of bounds. That's on the far side, and the officials are closer than I am. So, and was also at one of the other officials' feet, and he didn't overrule. So it is 20-14. Indians get to 21st, and they're going to set it up for the big hitter, Sapp, but she hits it into the net, and it is 21-14 Indians, and they still haven't put it on the scoreboard. The Salina Bulldogs call a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Crestview, where the Indians are leading 21-14. In set number one against Salina. If we keep going here, we would be playing for fifth or sixth place, I believe. Dews' serve played from the back row. Libero has to roll shot it over, and she gets it across court, but out of bounds on to the right. So it is now 22-14. Right now the Indians are in very good control of this, but we've seen us kind of fall apart from time to time, so we need to get us going here. They get a nice receive on the serve. They get it set up for Sapp, and she put that one down inbounds. So it's 22-15, and Sapp will go back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Indians lead 22-15. Dews, Heitkamp to Bryn Willman, and she puts it down right in the middle of their court with a big hit. Then it's 23-15. And it will be Bridget Homan going back to serve. Oh, Her serve is played poorly, but played, and they play it off the net. They're able to get it across to us. They're setting it up for Kennedy, and it's blocked, and they're still able to play it. And Dews out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Brynn. They block it. They're still playing it. And we dig a great one out, and we'll roll shot it across. They're going to set it up for the left side, a big hit. We play it from the back row. Heitkamp sets up Bridget Holman, and she brings it across court just in bounds. And it is 24-15, and it is set point for the Lady Indians here, and Bridget will serve again. 24-15, Indians, set number one. Salina plays it from the back row. They'll set it up for Sapp. We play it from the back row again. Holman gets it across. They set it up for the front row, and they hit it into one of our blockers, and it comes way up on the wall on the side. So it's 24-16. And it will be number four, Haley Kaiser, going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Played from the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Brynn. They play it. They'll set it up for the middle. We beat them at the net. And it comes down on the Bulldog side. And the Indians win set number one, 25-16. So we'll take a break. We'll be back after a few messages here. And I'll try to catch my breath after running from one end of the building to the other.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Convoy, Ohio, Crestview Junior High School gym right now, where the Indians took set number one against Salina, 25-16. We lost our first match against Belmont from Decatur. That was, I believe, 25-19 and 25-22. In these invitationals, they are best two out of three sets. And so we lost the first two and then moved to the other gym. And if we, I'm trying to look at my cheat sheet. And if we win, we would be playing for fifth and sixth place in an hour or more. So Salina serves first. We play it from the back row way up, and we have to roll shot it across. And it's set up for that time. It was Lily Schreffler, a big hit for the Lady Bulldogs. and they lead 1-0. And Kyra Bangi will go back to serve again for the Bulldogs. Dews, Heitkamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp. They play it, comes to the net. They play it off the net, get it across. We get it back to them real quick. And we're playing it from the back row, setting it up for Cameron. And at the net, they can't handle it. It hits their blockers and goes down on their side. We're tied at one. And it will be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve for the Lady Indians. Tied at one, set number two here against Salina. Hard shot where they play it. And they just tip it. Tried to tip it over our blockers. We got it. We just barely touched it and flipped it back on their side. And down, and the Indians lead 2-1. And it will be Heitkamp serving again. Played from the back row, setting it up for the left side. And that was number seven, Sydney Jenkins, with a big, big hit down in front, right in front of Kenna Dews. And we're tied at two, and it will be Lily Schreffler going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Played from the back row by Cameron. Set up for Carly. They play it from the back row, setting it up for the right side. And into our blockers and down on our side, Olivia Uhlenhaek with a nice kill there. And the Bulldogs take a 3-2 lead. And Schreffler will go back to serve again for the Lady Bulldogs. Cameron plays it from the back row. We back set it for Cameron. And they block it back onto our side, I guess. I thought it went out of bounds, but 4-2 now. Schreffler serving again. Indians trail by two. Need to break the serve here. Dews, Heitkamp setting it up for Cameron. They're playing it. They are just struggling. They just got it under control enough to get it across the net. We set it up for Carly and down right inside the sideline. And it is 4-3. Indians broke the serve. And Cameron will go back to serve, trailing by a point. Cameron's serve played way up in the air by the Bulldogs. And very deceptive how it came out of the ceiling and down right in the middle of three of them. So 4-4, and Cameron with a service point, and she's serving again. And that one is long and out of bounds. So, well, somewhere along the line, I think we lost a point. I thought that would tie it up. It's showing Salina, I believe, ahead 5-4. I'm terribly confused. We play it out of the back row, and they're going to set it up. They bump it across. We get it back real quick. It's coming toward me, and they're not able to play it. And so it says it's 5-5. I think that we're missing a point somewhere, but I hope it won't matter. This is Kenna Dews going back to serve, and if she can serve 4, 5, or 6 in a row here, it won't matter if I was wrong or right. So they play it. They just tip it across our blockers and down on our side. So the Bulldogs lead 6-5, and it is number seven, Sydney Jenkins, going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. She hits it way long, so we're tied at six. And it will be Bridget Homan going back to serve for the Indians. See if she can get a set. Nope. She hits it into the top of the net and back on our side. Indians trail 7-6. It will be somebody. Can't see. Okay. It's going to be number six, Miley Sapp, serving for the Lady Bulldogs. And that is Cameron from the back row. Heitkamp setting it for Bryn, and she puts it down on their side. Excuse me. And a kill for Bryn. Tied at seven. And now Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve for the Indians. Kennedy serve goes into the net, and so another service error. We just can't do that if we're going to try to finish this off here. So we are down 8-7, and it will be Haley Kizer, K-I-Z-E-R, serving for the Bulldogs. Kennedy plays it from the back row. Heitkamp just barely gets to it. Dews bumps it across. They'll set it up for one of their big hitters. We get it back to them. They get it back to us. Fight at the net. And then Cameron Mullenkamp hits a big hit but goes just about a foot out of bounds. Foot too deep, and it is 9-7. Indians trail by two, and Kizer will go back to serve again. For the Lady Bulldogs, they lead by two in set number two. That is a short serve, and we cannot control it. We made a dive and got it. Heitkamp kind of kept it alive but didn't get close to anybody where they could take control. Indians are down three now. We have to get this. We can't let them take control here in the middle. This is taken by the Indians, and it is a big hit on the side, and they say it is out of bounds. And we are down 11-7, and the Indians are going to take a timeout, and we'll take one with them.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Port Recovery.
Welcome back to Convoy Crestview Junior High School. We're playing Salina. We lost our first match to Decatur Belmont, and we are in the second match, the second set of the second match. Indians won the first set pretty easily, 25-19, and we are now trailing 11-7 here in set number two. We don't want them to get the momentum, and they serve to us. We are not able to control it, and it is 12-7, and the Indians are down five. Haley Kizer back to serve again for the fourth time in a row here. We were back and forth, one up, one down, tied, and now they are taking control. We set it up for Cameron. They tip it back to us. We're able to struggle and get it across. They set it up a big time again, and either blocked by us or did not get across, but either way, it is 12-8, and Indians are down by, I'm going to say only four, but that's too many. So it'll be Bryn Willman going back to serve for the Lady Indians. Her serve is a good one. They are struggling a little bit, but they'll be able to bump it across to us. Kennedy, Heitkamp, Cameron, and down in front of Sapp on the Bulldog side, and it is 12-9, and Cameron with a nice kill, and Bryn with another service point, and she'll serve it again. They're able to play it. They're setting it up for the left side. Big hit played in the back row by Bryn, and set it up for Cameron. They're able to keep it going. Left side. We are struggling to get it under control, but I think we're going to. We got a double hit. Darn. So 13-9. And it will be Kyra Bangi serving for the Lady Bulldogs. Indians down four. And two girls stepped away, and the one that they were stepping away for didn't step up to hit it, and we're down five again, 14-9. It's starting to get too late to be down 5 points. Indians take the serve, bump it across. They'll play it from the back row. They'll set it up for the right side. Tip it across over our blockers. We're playing it. Cameron with a big hit, but they play it. They're going to play it from the back row, and Heitkamp sets it up for Cameron, and they cannot get control of it. In a wider gym, the young lady probably could have gotten to it. It came right basically at our feet, about 10 feet from the playing area. So it is 14-10. Indians down four again. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve. And that's one of those knuckleballs. They are able to play it. They're going to bump it across. Heitkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp to Cameron Mullenkamp. They're going to call a double hit on Kennedy. And I most of the time I don't see that, but I don't see why that's an infraction. Anyway, 15-10. And it is Lily Schreffler, Bulldogs leading the Indians. Indians play it from the back row. Cameron, big hit. They'll set it up for the left side. Sapp, we block it back to him. They set it up for the left side, and that was Sidney Jenkins that got a nice hit down on our side, and the Bulldogs lead 16-10. We're down 6 points. We'll take another timeout with Coach Guggenbilder. Back right after this.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
We're back at Crestview. We'll just kind of real quick go through some of the teams that played here. Crestview played Salina in the first one. Decatur, Belmont played Fort Recovery. St. Henry played Fairbanks here in the junior high gym, and I believe they won. And Ottawa Glandorf lost to Norwalk St. Paul. That's kind of all I know because we haven't had time to check stuff. So we are down 6 points. We receive the serve. Big hit. And we had a nice block, but it went sideways. We struggled really hard to get to it and could not. And we're in the same position that Salina was in set number one. We're down 17-10. Played from the back row. Heitkamp will set it up for Holman. And off of their back row lady and out of bounds. So it is 17-11. And I believe that's Cameron, the officials between me. I believe Cameron is serving. Yep. And she, they struggle to play it, but they are able to. A nice dig by Cameron on the return. Then they'll set it up again. A little battle at the net. It's back on our side. Cameron will set it. They're going to call a double hit on that one, yeah. The ball went to where somebody should have gotten it, and Cameron saw nobody was there, and she came over and desperately hit at it with both hands, but it did spin a little bit. So 18-11. And here comes Avery Niekamp serving again for the Lady Bulldogs. She's been very successful today and the last time we played. And we get it to them, get it back, and back to them. And Kennedy Mullenkamp with a nice pound down on their side. So it's 18-12, and we did finally break Avery Niekamp's serve. So it'll be Kenna Dews going back to serve for the Lady Indians, down 18-12. That's a short serve. Nice play by Niekamp to get to it. But she got it up near the front, but nobody could handle it. And it is 18-13. And Kenna Dews will go back to serve again. She needs to get a good service run for us here. If we can get two or three more, we can change the momentum. Just a really, really short serve, just lobbed over the net. And for some reason, the girl that was standing there didn't play it. Niekamp came over and dived at it, but she was basically a foot and a half from the girl that was basically standing there. So we're right now, Kenna Dews is tying her shoe, and it is 18-14. We're only down four now. Not long ago, we were down to seven. We outscored them 4-1. Another tough serve for them, but they handle it. They bump it across. We're able to get it back into play. Almost played that one off the stage where I'm sitting. And back to the Bulldogs, where Miley Sapp pounds it down on our side. 19-14, Indians trail by five. Sydney Jenkins going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. She is trying to get the Bulldogs to that magic 20. That is played by the Indians. Heitkamp sets it up for Homan, and that is off of their back row person and backwards out of bounds, and it's 19-15, although they haven't changed the scoreboard yet. There they go. And here comes our secret weapon in, Nevaeh Lennertz. See if she can get us something going here. And there's serve. They play it. Going to set up for Sapp. She taps it over. Bryn hits it over their blockers. Big hit by number 15. That is Kyra Bangi. And it is 20-15. Indians down five. And Salina did get to that magic 20, where if you get there first, there's an 80% chance that you'll win the match. Sapp serves for the Lady Bulldogs, setting it up for Bryn. And she gets it off the back row, young lady, and was not able to play it. And it's 2016, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve. And I think she stepped on the line. She's done that three or four times this year. I've sat where I can watch, and she gets really close just about every time. So it's now 21-16. Indians down by five again. Haley Kaiser back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs, looking to even up this match. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy. They play it from the back row. It's right at the net. They tried to get it for their girls, and they got it right where Bryn Willman could put it down on their side. 21-17. We're down four. Again, we need to really get this going now. I believe this is Bryn Willman back serving. Yep. Have to keep looking around the official. And they're playing it. They're going to set up for the left side. Sapp with a big hit. And Bryn gets it up to the front row. We set it up for Homan, but she hits it into the net. It is 22-17. It's very, very late. Indians are down five. It will be Kyra Bangi back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Mullenkamp, Heitkamp, Kennedy, Cameron, and the front row girl tried to block it, could not. Goes straight left out of bounds. Indians down four, 22-18. We cannot trade points with them. We have to get a big run. And here comes Kayla Heitkamp. Her serve, short, they'll play it. Setting it up for the right side. Big hit. And they get it just inbounds. That was number 10, Lily Schreffler. And it is 23, although I put it on the board. There we go, 23-18. And so we have to outscore them 7-1. That one is a short one. Played by the Indians. We tried to get it up to our front and got it to their front. They put it down. And it is set point for the Lady Bulldogs. And it will be Schreffler again. 24-18, Indians down six. We have to get six in a row, and that's not going to happen. They got it to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She tried to get it to the up toward the front, and it went toward the back, hit the wall, and Indians lose that one 25-18. So we are tied at one set apiece. We won the first set here 25-16. They win the second set 25-18. We'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Marianne can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Full Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kautpharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Crestview, where our Indians are in set number three of match number two on the day. We won the first set against Salina 25-16 and had pretty good control. And Salina turned the tide on us there in the second set and won 25-18. We were down seven for a lot of the tail end of the match, and that's where it ended up. Bryn Wellman serves first for the Indians. They'll play it, setting it up for the left side. And they set it up for Sydney Jenkins with a big kill down the left sideline. And it will be Lily Schreffler going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs, leading here in set number 3-1-0. Played by Kennedy Monkamp, Heitkamp, Cameron. They're able to play it. Should have dropped, but they were able to dig it. And back to the Bulldogs. Big hit, played off of Holman's hands and back to the wall. 2-0 Bulldogs. Schreffler will serve again. That is played out of the back row by Cameron. Heitkamp puts it over on the second hit, but they're able to play it. Dews from the back row. Heitkamp sets for Cameron. Big hit. Killed out right in the middle of the Lady Bulldogs court, and it is 2-1 Indians trail, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs, or excuse me, for the Lady Indians. We're playing the Bulldogs, and they play it from the back row. They're going to set up for the left side. We beat them to it, and it's down on the Bulldog side. It's tied at 2. I was thinking they had 3, maybe not. Nope, that's correct. So it's 2-2. Heitkamp will go back to serve again. That knuckleball, they do play it, and they're going to have to roll shot it across. Dews from the back row. Heitkamp back sets it for Homan, and she puts it right at the official's feet, inbounds. And it is Indians 3, Bulldogs 2. And they still haven't put the score on the... Nope, something must have happened because they gave the Bulldogs the point. She called it inbounds, and it was right at her feet, so there must have been something else going on that I completely missed. So they have Niekamp serving again, trying to get some points here, and we get it up to the front row. They hit it back to us, and then Niekamp just puts it down on their side, and we're tied at 3. And, again, I can't see there. Okay, she's... Move. Cameron is going to serve for the Indians. Cameron Monkamp, great serve. They do play it. And big hit. Indians are going to be able to get it back where we can pop it across. And then they went right to Sapp. She saw an opening on the right side where we had just come from to save that from out of bounds. And she put it down right in the corner there. So now it's going to be Sydney Jenkins going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. They lead 4-3, set number 3 in match number 2. Dews plays it from the back row. Mullenkamp pushes it across. It looked like somebody else was supposed to take it, and Cameron came up and bumped it across last second, and a little too long. 5-3, Bulldogs. There's the serve again. Dews from the back row. Heitkamp puts it over for Kennedy. Niekamp digs it, and Indians are struggling, but we're going to get it across. They get it back across on the first hit. They're setting it up for the left side. A big hit, and we can't get to it. And that is 7-3, and the Indians are down by 4. And again, I'm pretty sure my 7-3 is correct, because they haven't put that up on the board. Maybe they finally got one of the points up real quickly. So it's 6-3, I guess. So Indians play it a short one, but we have it. And Carly with a great hit and down on the Bulldog side. And it's 6-4. And it will be Kenna Dews to serve for our Indians. And that is played from the back row. Big hit. We block it. They still have it alive. Comes right to our player. That was Holman, and she puts it down. They had everybody up there where that last point or that last hit was. They had all six players all bunched together there, and we hit it in the other corner. So we're down 6-5, and Kenna Dews with a service point, and that is just a couple of inches long. They did let it go. That would have been a tough one to let go. But so now it's 7-5, and it will be Sapp going back to serve. Miley Sapp for the Bulldogs, and Heitkamp sets it for Bryn. Niekamp plays it very well, and off our blockers on the big hit, playing from the back row, Sapp, and off of Bryn and down. Sapp played it from about 15 feet from the net and had a really nice hit, a hard hit that just cleared the net, and it's 8-5. So Sapp is not only powerful from right at the net, but she was a long way from the net and pounded that one. We play it from the back row. Kennedy, they play it from the back row. They'll set it up for, that was number 10, Lily Schreffler puts it down on the Indian side. It's 9-5, and Coach Guggenbiller will call a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them back in just a minute.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Welcome back to Convoy, where our Indians playing here in the junior high gym at Crestview. We won the first set pretty easily, 25-19, got to about 10 points and walked away from them. Same thing happened to us back in the second set. We won the first one 25-16. They won the second set 25-18, and we are trailing by 4-9-5 here in set number 3. Played from the back row. Heitkamp will set it for Bryn. They are struggling, but they're going to be able to bump it across. Dews, Heitkamp, Kennedy with a big hit, but they play it. We block it, and two girls went to do it, and they were heading right at each other, and they both backed off. 10-5. Indians, now I don't want them to bump heads, but we need to be aggressive. Don't back off. So that one is a bloop serve that we are able to get to. Set up Kennedy for a big hit, but they're able to play it. Niekamp bumps it across. Heitkamp will set it up for Cameron. They're able to get it back. We get it set up for Kennedy. She pounds it and into the back row lady. Hit it backwards into the wall, and the Indians are only down 4. That is way too many. It's going to be Bridget Holman going back to serve. 10-6. And Niekamp, they'll play it, and the big hit. We dig it out of the back row, and it's back across. They'll pump it across on the second hit. Bryn popped it up in the air, and then she forgot to move out of the way so somebody else could get it. So Indians back down to 5. Back down by 5. 11-6. And we need to make our move. Haley Kaiser. Dews. Heitkamp. Cameron. Back on our side. It was blocked back to our side, and we could not play it, and we're down six. Not looking good at all for our Indians. Salina playing way better than they did when in our match earlier in the season. A very short serve. Kennedy dives to dig it out back to their side. They're going to set it up for the middle, and it was Lily Schreffler with it. She got set up perfectly and just pounded it down on the Indian side, and we're down 7, 13-6, and Coach Guggenbiller will take another timeout, and we will too.
It's time for supper, and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza wing and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11.
Welcome back to Crestview, where Indians are trailing 13-6 in set number 3. Each team with a set. We won the first, they won the second. We dig the great serve out of the back and big hit, and they are able to play it. Kennedy with a big hit, and they played it, but it went straight to the net. And so it's now Indians down 6, 13-7. And we have, I believe this is Trinity Rammel. Yeah, coming off the bench to serve, but she puts it wide and out of bounds. So she'll go back. So she hasn't, I believe that's her first varsity action that I can remember, but she didn't do what she usually does. So Indians down 14-7, and they're going to call us for a double hit again. Down 15-7, we are down by 8 points. Wow. Salina is playing really, really well. And I think we're playing pretty well, but we cannot block those big hits that Sapp and Schreffler are getting. We tipped it across. They blocked it right back down on our side. And it is 16-7. Indians down 9. And it will be Kira Bangi. Or Kira, K-I-R-A, Bangi. Good serve. Heitkamp puts it across on the set shot, but they play it. Back to us. Heitkamp will set it up for Cameron. They're going to play it. They're going to have to bump it across, but played by Homan. Heitkamp puts it. She saw an opening over here on the sideline, put it over their blockers. Instead of setting it, she flipped it over the blockers and down on their side, 16-8. And it's going to be Bryn Woolman back to serve for the Lady Indians. Sophomore, that's a great serve, but they're able to play it. They're going to set it up again for the left side. And they get it right at Bryn Woolman's knees. She was able to get a hand on it, but it went straight sideways. And the Indians are back down by 9 points. We are not in double digits yet, and they're close to 20. Schreffler will serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Kennedy, Heitkamp. Kennedy tips it, tries to tip it over, and it did not make it. And we are down 10 points, 18-8. It's going to be Schreffler serving again. We dominated them in the first set, and we have not done well since. They just give us a point by hitting that one about 5 feet out of bounds, and that'll put Kayla Heitkamp at the service line. We are down by 9, 18-9. We need a lot of points here out of Kayla, and that's a good serve. They're able to play it, setting it up. We play it from the back row. Heitkamp setting it up for Carly. She tips it over their blockers, and the back row person was not ready for it, and she hit it backwards. So we are only down 8 points, 18-10. We are in double digits, and Kayla gets a service point, but we need a whole bunch more because it's getting late in this contest. That's a great one. They tip it over on the second hit, and we're able to keep fighting, and they've struggled, bounced it, just flipped it across, and it hit just inside the sideline, and it is 19-10. And here comes Avery Niekamp for the Salina Bulldogs. She has done well for them today and did really well for them when we played them in the regular season. We play it pretty well there. They're putting it back on our side and down in front of Kenna Dews. And it is 20-10, although they haven't put that on the board yet. There we go. And they are the first ones to 20, which is usually a good sign, and especially when you're already up 10 points. And Avery Niekamp will serve again. Heitkamp for Cameron Mullenkamp, blocked down on our side, 21-10. We won the first set 25-16 in fairly dominant fashion, especially the last half or two-thirds. And Salina has basically dominated us since. Avery Niekamp's serve goes to Kenna Deuce and then off her hands and straight down on the floor. 22-10. I think she's got that knuckleball serve, but it doesn't look like it. Yep, that definitely knuckleball there. And that was down in front of Cameron Mullenkamp, and it's 23-10. This young lady, she was impressive against us in the regular season, and she's really killing us right now. Heitkamp setting it up for Homan. They play it out of the back row. They nice dig off our blockers. They hit a big hit on the left side, and it is match point. Sydney Jenkins with a big hit off our blockers. 24-10, and Avery Niekamp will go back to serve again. And Cameron Heitkamp, Carly, they're going to set it up for their left side. They tip it across. Heitkamp bumps it to their back row. They set it up for Sapp, which looked like it was going to be too far out of bounds for it to work, and she pounded it just into the ground, and it is 25-10. Indians lose set number two, and so we have lost two matches, and if I'm looking at this correctly, and I'm pretty sure I am, this was match number three in the junior high gym, and we won't play again till match number five, so probably a good hour before we would play again, and we will be playing for seventh or eighth place now with two losses out of two sets. So let's take a little break. I'll come back and we'll kind of go over some stuff and see if we can get things sorted out here and make sure I have my information correct. Back in just a little bit.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Welcome back to Crestview, where our Indians go down to defeat again. We lost the first match against Decatur Belmont, 25-19 and 25-22. Came down here to the junior high gym, hoping to be able to get a chance to play for fifth and sixth place. We won the first set, 25-16, and did really, really well, looked really good. And then Salina turned the tables on us. And they won that second set, 25-18, and that was a seven-point victory. And for the most part, they were 7 points ahead most of the last half of that set. And then they came out, and we were back and forth, till about 6 points, and they kind of walked away from us. They got ahead 13-6, and then we were down 8, then we were down 10. And I think we ended up, I don't remember the score on the last one. They took it off the scoreboard very quickly, but I think we might have only had 10 or 11 points. They were up pretty well on us by about 9 or 10. And then Avery Niekamp came in and served them out. And she did a really good job. And she's done that against us regular season and most of the day today. So Indians not looking really good right now. As good as we've looked in several of our recent matches against really good teams, we did not look good against Salina, and we beat them earlier in the year in either three or four sets. So anyway, a couple of things coming up next week. We have no volleyball on Monday or Tuesday, no varsity volleyball. Our next broadcast will be Thursday. We'll be at Versailles, and that'll be simulcasting WPGW, and I believe the NFHS video is available for that match. Then on Friday, it'll be football at Marion Local. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with a pregame show at 6:40. And I think that there is NFHS available for that, but I'm not 100% sure. Then Saturday, we'll play volleyball at Fort Loramie, number one, I believe, in the state in Division 7 or 6. And the JV match is at 10, so we'll be on the air at probably around 11 o'clock. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and NFHS video will be available for that. So that's what's coming up. We're going to take at least a one-match break. Don't know exactly how all this is going to go, but we are set to be the fifth match. We just played the third match, and so the fourth is getting ready to go here. So we will take a break, and we'll be back with the third and final match of the day in, I'm going to say, about 45 minutes to an hour.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.